Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kelly Barner, editor at Buyer's Meeting Point, and the business survey chair for the ISM New York Report on Business. The ISM New York Report, which was first run in 1917, is a highly regarded indicator of business conditions in the New York metro area, including a six-month outlook, employment index, and current and expected revenues. Each month, ISM member companies in the New York metro area respond to a series of questions designed to assess their current and future outlook on a number of economic indicators. As the business survey chair, I take those responses, seasonally adjust them as necessary, and then provide the results in a straightforward and time-tested approach. The November ISM New York Report on Business was released on December 2nd at 9:45 a.m. Eastern and is available for download on the ISM New York website. I will include a link to it on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. New York City business activity showed confidence and optimism after an uncertain summer and fall, according to the survey taken this month. Every index in the November report saw gains over the previous month, some significantly so, reflecting the same upward trend being seen in the markets in the weeks since the U.S. presidential election. Three of the indices came in at milestone levels. The biggest increase was in prices paid, which came in at the highest level we've seen since May of 2011. Quantity of purchases was an eight-month high, and expected revenues with a six-month high were also notable. Here's a quick rundown on the report indices. Current business conditions came in at 52.5 in November, passing the break-even point of 50 for the first time since July. The six-month outlook reversed course in November, coming in at 60.8 after two consecutive months of decreases. The six-month outlook has been a reliable short-run guide for current business conditions over time. Employment, which is one of our seasonally adjusted indices, came in at 52.3 in November, after just barely passing the break-even point in October at 50.6. Quantity of purchases came in at 56 in November, reaching an eight-month high and increasing nearly 12 points over the previous month. News for the top line and forward guidance was positive as well. Current revenue was 52.1 in November. Expected revenues reached a six-month high of 66.7. Not to be outdone, cost pressures also increased in November as prices paid increased to 69.2, as I've said, the highest point since May of 2011. Now, let's focus on that five-year high for prices paid and think about what might be driving it. The first important piece of information for me to share is that only 15% of the survey respondents in November were not in services, and this aligns traditionally with what we see on a month-to-month basis. It's not an exception. So although we call the index prices paid, we're really talking about wages and labor costs. If more of the respondents had been from manufacturing, you might think there were concerns about protectionism or tariffs taking effect in January under the new administration. Employment is back above the break-even point after September's low, but not by that much. In the coming months, we will have to watch how these two indices, prices paid in the New York metro area and employment, and see how they move relative to each other. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on this information, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit. I will put a link to the November ISM New York report on business on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. Remember to check in with me on Wednesday, January 4th for the release of the December report. Thank you again for joining me and have a great rest of your day.